As we just heard, America's image abroad suffered considerably from the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. To find out what happened and to mitigate the country's damaged credibility, the government appointed several investigations into the treatment of detainees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Two of those reports were released this week. The Schlesinger Report, whose members were appointed by Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, criticized officials all the way up the chain of command, but came down hardest on military intelligence personnel and MPs on the night shift at the Iraqi prison. Yesterday, the Army went public with a more focused report on Abu Ghraib, headed by General George Fay and Lieutenant General Anthony Jones. They concluded that 23 military intelligence personnel and 4 private contractors, quote, requested, encouraged, and condoned mistreatment of Iraqi detainees. Joining us now is Reed Brody, Special Counsel for Human Rights Watch. He joins us by phone from New York City. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Both of these reports contend that what happened at Abu Ghraib, what they call inhumane and sadistic conduct, was not sanctioned interrogation practices, that effectively the majority of these abuses were aberrations.
Well, just as the report says that there is no policy of abuse, it provides a lot of evidence that there was, in fact, a policy of abuse. The report makes clear that the approval by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld of illegal tactics that violate the Geneva Conventions, things like the use of guard dogs to induce fear in prisoners, holding prisoners nude, the use of stress positions, were a contributing factor in the widespread abuse of prisoners that later took place, not just at Abu Ghraib, but in Iraq, around Afghanistan. The report fails. It shies away from the logical conclusion, which is that high-level military and administration officials, including Donald Rumsfeld, should be investigated, not for their failures of management and leadership, which is what the reports talk about, but for their potential involvement in criminal activity.
Again, you take issue with the Schlesinger report on that basis. As you look at this, you're talking about a new investigation?
I think what is necessary here is an investigation by someone who is not appointed by Donald Rumsfeld or under his command, which is what we've had up until now. These two reports have laid out all the dots. They've pointed out how these illegal tactics, and they were clearly in the Fay report, pointed out that the use of guard dogs to instill fear in prisoners is a clear violation of applicable law and regulations. And yet that's exactly what Donald Rumsfeld formally approved. Now, these reports, because they didn't have the necessary independence, perhaps, in the case of Fay, because it was much lower level, and focused on Abu Ghraib, could not draw the logical conclusion, which is that we need an independent investigation to look at potential criminal activity.
And finally and briefly, if you could, there are aspects of U.S. detention programs that have not been covered by any of these reports.
Well, in particular, the CIA, we know, is holding a number of detainees in so-called undisclosed locations around the world, and there are persistent reports that these detainees are being tortured by the CIA, and none of these reports were tasked with looking into that very disturbing aspect.
Reed Brody, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Reed Brody, Special Counsel for Human Rights Watch. He joined us by phone from New York City. And to let you know, we're getting reports from wire services. The Associated Press is reporting that there is a peace deal that's been achieved in Najaf, an aide to a top Shiite cleric. The AP reports says a deal with a radical cleric has been reached. The top Shiite cleric, of course, is Ayatollah al-Sistani. The Muqtada al-Sadr is the radical cleric. His forces have been battling Iraqi and American-led forces in Najaf for the past 3 weeks. Al-Sistani returned to Iraq yesterday after medical treatment in London, arrived earlier today in a convoy in Najaf to negotiate with Muqtada al-Sadr. And again, reports of a peace deal have been reached. We'll hear more details on that later today on All Things Considered. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.